Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus, Father. We come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, Father, to say thank you for another day and thank you for another opportunity, Father God, to serve you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, Father, leading us, guiding us, directing us, living in us, Father God. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And Father God, we thank you that we can approach you this morning as our Father. Father God, we thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumbered and how you have ushered us into a brand new spanking day, Father. And for this, we say thank you. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for new mercies, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for sitting high and looking low. Father, we just want to bless you in all things, Father. We say thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Father, thank you for our families. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. Father God, we ask your blessings upon our services today, wherein you and you alone will be glorified and your people edified. Father, and we say thank you for the Lordship of Jesus Christ, Father, our personal Savior. We say thank you. Now, Lord, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it, and we commit the day back into your hands that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, according to your grace and your mercies. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and all the glory, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, 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 morning. Top of the morning to you and to you and to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. I'm Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Giving God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. For one more day. Amen. TGIF, today God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. If this is your first time to our fellowship services and our platform, well, we want to say welcome, 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 welcome. And we greet you. In Jesus' name, amen. So please enjoy the services on today. To be coming back, amen. We're here 7 days a week lifting up the name of Jesus, amen. We also have some other auxiliaries, amen. We're very active, amen. And so please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to thank God. We're still, amen, talking about the post-resurrection, amen, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory. So we spent some time, amen, prior to the resurrection, amen, some time during the resurrection, and now sometime after the resurrection. When we look in the book of Acts tells us that Jesus was on earth for 40 days after the resurrection. After Jesus was raised from the dead on that glorious Sunday morning, he was on earth for 40 days. Now, we know that number 40 is very, very significant, very significant. He fasted in the wilderness for 40 days. Amen. He was on earth for 40 days. We know that Moses, amen, was up, amen, on the mount with the Lord for 40 days. Amen. So we're going to be looking at that number 40, but not today, but we're going to come back and do a teaching on that number 40. It's very, very significant, amen, in the Bible. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen, beloved. And so we thank God, amen. Now, the Bible tells us, amen, that the Bible does not record everything, amen, that took place, amen, when Jesus walked this earth. Amen. We can read that in the book of Luke. We can also read that in the book of Matthew. Amen. That everything is not recorded. Amen. But we want to thank God for those things that are. Amen. Hallelujah. And some people are having a hard time believing that which is written. So imagine if everything was written. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that if everything that Jesus did day by day, if there was a daily journal and all that was transcribed, we would not be able to even carry the Bible. That's how many pages is included. Amen. So God in his wisdom, amen, he narrowed everything down, amen, to the 66 books. Amen. And he said, this is enough. This is sufficient. Everything you need is in these 66 books, beloved. Amen. So we have enough to digest here, and we are still ever learning. And unfortunately, some have still, in the ever learning process, are still not coming to the truth. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. So, amen. This morning, we just want to look at a couple verses here. Amen. In the book of St. John, amen, chapter number 20. Amen. St. John, chapter number 20. And we've been, amen, spending some time here for the last couple of days. Amen. Let us look in. Verse number 18, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, pay attention to that, the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Okay, so this is after the resurrection, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. The Jews are hiding out. Amen. And Jesus, amen, shows up. Verse number 20. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And verse number 22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. My God, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, my beloved, amen. We see Jesus, amen, amen, doing the work of ministry, amen. Prior to his death, and after his death, amen, Jesus is still doing the work of ministry, beloved. Amen. We see, glory be to God, on these 40 days, these 40 days that Jesus was still on the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. And even right now, amen, beloved, Jesus is on the right hand of the Father interceding, amen, for you and for me. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. Beloved, amen, on Resurrection Day itself, we see that Jesus appeared to the disciples at various times and places, and we'll be looking at that for the next couple of days if the Lord allow us to do so. Amen. We just want to revisit, amen, some of Jesus' journey on this 40 days and see what was important to him, Glory be to God. Beloved, it was simply a physical impossibility for him to be at so many different places in one day. And so these appearances therefore reveal that Jesus' glorified body did not have the same limitations that his earthly body possessed before his resurrection and glorification. So when Jesus Christ was risen, beloved, he had a new body, a glorified body. Amen. Hallelujah. And we can rejoice because, beloved, amen, we're going to have a glorified body also. Amen. According to the book of First Corinthians. Amen. We can read about our new body that we'll be taking on. Amen. So the Bible makes it very plain that in his glorified condition, see, Jesus was able to appear, he was able to disappear, he was able to travel great distances, and to even supernaturally pass through a wall or through a locked door of a house. Isn't that beautiful? In that same chapter there, beloved, St. John chapter number 20, and look at verse number 26. It says, and after 8 days, again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. See, Jesus can walk through the other side of the door, beloved. You don't have to unlock the door for Jesus to come in. Anybody happy about that? Amen. The same way Jesus, amen, walked on the other side of that stone on resurrection day, Jesus was gone, beloved. Hallelujah. We want to thank God, amen, that these earthly obstacles, amen, do not restrict him. Man's extremities is God's opportunity to work. These natural obstacles do not restrict the Lord. Amen. Jesus walked on the other side of the wall. Here we see Jesus, beloved, walking on the other side of the door. The disciples all in one room, and here comes Jesus showing up. Oh, my God. Right through the bricks, right through the mortar, right through the clay. This right through it. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Okay. Help me stay focused, Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. God is just so good. Beloved, on the same day that Jesus was raised from the dead, he not only appeared to Mary Magdalene outside the garden, tomb, beloved, which we saw that a couple days ago. We shared that with you. Amen. But to two disciples as they walked from Jerusalem, beloved, to the city of Emmaus. Amen. We can read about that in Luke chapter number 24, verse 13. Okay. Beloved, when the three men sat down to eat together, Jesus even blessed the food. Now, this is after the resurrection, y'all. Stay with me here. This is after the resurrection. Jesus blessed the food. Now, we find Jesus blessing the food prior to the resurrection because he blessed the food at the Last Supper. And now we see Jesus after the resurrection, sitting with his disciples, beloved, blessing the food. And not only that, the Bible tells us here, beloved, that glory be to God. Look at verse number 31, Luke, write this down, amen, glory be to God, amen, Luke, amen, chapter number 24, Luke, chapter number 24 is a good chapter for you to read today, amen, but let us look in, down to verse number 31, okay, Okay, I want to read the King James Version. I'm a King James girl. We can go with the New King James. That'll work too. Okay, 31. And it says this. Then their eyes were open, and they, verse 30, and now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Here Jesus blessing the food, beloved, after, and then this vanished. See, here you. And that's how it is going to be. That's how it is with the angels. That's how it's going to be for us after, beloved, when this life here on earth is over. It's a great mystery. It's a glorious mystery. And, you know, another thing, glory be to God, I was looking, when you read about the post-resurrection of Jesus, Jesus even ate. Jesus ate fish. They gave Jesus some fish. I think I have a couple of verses here to share with you today. If not, you look it up. Jesus ate. The angels eat too. Isn't that something? That even after our resurrection, our glorified state, beloved, amen, we're going to be up in heaven eating. I don't know what we're going to be eating, but we're going to be eating something. We're going to be eating angels for whatever we're going to be eating. Jesus ate physical food after the resurrection. There's something to think about. You know, every time I see these things in the scripture, it just amazes me. And I see how God has put all this together. So, beloved, amen, that same evening, Jesus supernaturally traveled through the walls of a house where the disciples were gathered, miraculously appearing right in front of them. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, this is where we read here in the 19th verse of St. John, chapter 20. It says, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Jesus loved that word peace, didn't he? Amen. Jesus loved that word peace, amen, because, amen, he is the Prince of Peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the doors were shut because the disciples were fearing the Jews, beloved. Glory be to God. This verse says that the disciples gathered for dinner. Glory. And they made sure, they made very sure the doors were shut. Who shut the door? All right, boys, y'all got the door. Peter, you got the door. John, get the door. Somebody, come on, lock that door. Glory be to God. Beloved, the word door, amen, glory be to God, in this tense, was a large door. It was a solid door. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that the doors were shut. And when we look up the word shut in the Greek, excuse me, beloved, the doors were locked. They just didn't just shut the door. They locked the door. Glory be to God. Doors of this kind, beloved, were usually locked with a heavy bolt that slid through rings attached to the door in the frame. Like the deadbolts that you probably have on your door now, and I have on mine. Glory be to God. Only back then, beloved, these deadbolts were they were heavier than what we are accustomed to today. And this door would be difficult, if not impossible, to break down. The fact that it was locked for fear of the Jews, beloved, tells us that the disciples had moved into a mode of self-preservation and protection. See, they figured they had killed Jesus and they was coming to get them too. Glory be to God. There had already been rumors of Jesus' resurrection already filling the city of Jerusalem. And there was no certainty that the leaders who crucified Jesus wouldn't try to arrest the rest of the apostles and do the same to them as they had did to Jesus, beloved. We know that the Roman guards who fled the resurrection site showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. We read about that in Matthew's. Glory be to God. When the angel showed up, the four guards that was there guarding the tomb, and they ran. I mean, they fell down like they was dead. They was paralyzed. When they came out of that coma, they got up and they ran and told the chief priests everything that had happened. So we read about that in Matthew chapter 28. So to prevent the people of Israel from knowing the truth about the resurrection of Jesus, the Bible tells us that the chief priests and the elders, they bribed the soldiers to keep their mouth shut. Don't tell nobody. They paid them all big time money. Don't tell nobody. So we want everybody to think we're going to propagate a lie that they came and stole the body of Jesus. See, that's why they got this rumor. That's where the Muslims and these other religions, they picked this up. This is a lie that was propagated back then. And we read all about that. The Bible gives us all the details, how this was a big setup. See, a big setup. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, and so we read here how the chief priests and the elders fabricated a story, and they told the soldiers what they were to say when the people asked them what happened that night while you was watching the sepulcher. What happened? How did the stone get rolled away? See? And so they did this, amen, to save their jobs. They also did this, amen, to save their lives. Because the soldiers of mission, beloved, that they had slept on the job would deem them worthy of punishment in Pilate's sight. So the religious leaders, beloved, had to assure them. In verse number 14, they say this. They say, and if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. All right. And then verse 15 says, so they took the money and they did as they was taught. So they said, go ahead. We got your back. Everything going to be okay. You're not going to lose your job. You're not going to lose your life. Take this money. Live large. Amen. And we just going to let everybody know that they came and they stole the body of Jesus. Glory be to God. Because, beloved, to open the tomb, the governor's seal had to be broken. See? And so that would line everybody up for execution because here you broke the governor's orders. And so, beloved, so this is why the disciples was locked behind closed doors that evening. Although the doors were sealed tightly shut, now, and look at this now. Look at this. Verse number 19. Let me tell you, I don't care how tight the doors are shut in your life. I don't care how tight it is. I don't care how much of a squeeze it's on it. I don't care, beloved. Glory be to God. Of the dilemmas. I don't care what it look like. I don't care if it's dead. I don't care if it's buried. I don't care if it look like there's no impossible, no possible way. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what the lawyers say. I said, I don't care how shut, how closed the doors are, how tightly sealed the doors are. The John 20 and 19, beloved, glory be to God, tells us that Jesus supernaturally passed right through the solid matter and appeared in the midst of the disciples. Jesus can walk right through your tight doors. I don't care how big the doors are. I don't care if it's made out of steel, iron, glory be to God, bricks. It don't make a difference what the door is made out of, how big it is, how wide it is. Jesus can walk right through the door of your situation. He can walk right through the door of your dilemma. Jesus can walk right through the door. He's the same guy yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus walked right through the door, beloved, stood right there in the midst of the disciples and said, peace, brothers. Peace be unto you. Glory be to God. Now, beloved, we know that this terrified the disciples, amen, because you know it would terrify you and it would terrify me. You know, we sit there, you know what I mean, and here comes somebody showing up in the room that just walked right through the walls. So the Bible tells us, beloved, in chapter 24, 30, and verse 37, that the disciples was terrified and they was frightened because they thought they saw a spirit. Well, they did see a spirit, amen, but it's a spirit with a capital S. Oh, glory be to God. And so this is why when Jesus showed up, Jesus told them, he said, why are you troubled? You know, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? He said, look, Jesus had to show them his hands and his feet. He had to show them because his resurrected body still had the hands, the holes in his hands and the holes in his feet. Wow. Ah, God, thank you, Jesus. Ah, oh, how awesome. And so this is how they knew it was Jesus. This is how they knew it was Jesus, beloved, because, amen, he still had the hold. My God, when we see Jesus, beloved. Beloved, when we see Jesus, Jesus still has the holes in his hands and the holes in his feet. When we see Jesus that day, beloved, and we stand before the king and hear the king say, well done, well done. Come on now, you did a good job there on planet Earth. Oh, I'm proud of you. Amen. Well, you did the will of my Father. He said, come on in. And guess what? When we look at Jesus in his eyeballs, Amen, because there's not going to be any guilt that's going to stop us from looking in his eyeballs. There's not going to be any sin. Amen, because all our sins are put under the blood. Why? Because we're confessing every day. And when we look Jesus in the eyeballs, beloved, glory be to God, you're going to be able to look at Jesus' hands and see two holes, one on the left and one on the right. When we see Jesus, we're going to be able to look down at his feet and see two holes, one on the left and one on the right. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm sure that his light is just going to radiate right through. Amen. Hallelujah. The holes in his hands and in his feet. Oh, we want to thank God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus wanted them to look at his hands and his feet and glory to see that it was he. But he said this in verse number 38. He said, but handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones as you see me. Jesus said, see, this is the real deal. Jesus is real. I know. He said, if I was a spirit, I wouldn't have flesh and bones. If I was just a spirit, if you was looking at a spirit, glory be to God, you wouldn't be able to see these holes in my hands and in my feet. Jesus wanted his disciples to know it's me. It's really me. I am resurrected. I am alive. Oh, my God, I am not dead. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When Jesus told the disciples, he said, handle me. Glory be to God. When we look at that word, beloved, that word in the Greek, glory be to God, literally means to touch, to squeeze, to feel. Here Jesus was giving the disciples permission to examine his resurrected body to see that it was a real body and not a spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Now, check this out. So here Jesus is, glory be to God, and see, he's sitting here with the disciples, told them to check me out, see that it's really me, glory be to God. Then Jesus asked them another question, beloved. He said, you got any meat? And other words, Jesus said, what y'all eating? What's on the table? Where's the beef? Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us, beloved, amen, in verse number 42, that the disciples gave Jesus a piece of broiled fish and honeycomb after the resurrection. Ah, my God, my God. I wonder what that banquet table going to look like when we get to heaven. Some of us know how to decorate some banquet tables here on earth. Oh, we can hook up a meal. We can hook up a table. I wonder what that banquet table going to look like in heaven, beloved, because we see here that Jesus is eating. The Bible tells us, beloved, in verse 42, that Jesus took the fish, Jesus took the honeycomb, and Jesus ate it. So not only do we see Jesus, beloved, in the prior scripture blessing it, the food, now we see Jesus eating the food, going fellowshipping with his disciples, amen, after the resurrection. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Beloved, Jesus is fellowshipping with us. You know how he's fellowshipping with us? That's why that blessed Holy Communion, that blessed Holy Communion, this is why the Lord said, as often as you do this, here Jesus is after the resurrection, fellowshipping and eating with his disciples. Oh, my God. Whoo! Hallelujah. The bread, which represents the body. Amen. The cup, which represents the blood. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And so, beloved, amen, we see Jesus eating. Glory be to God. And after eating it, then Jesus, amen, began to his disciples from the scriptures. He was pointing them to the Old Testament prophecy, having to do with himself. Then the 45th verse, beloved, Luke 24, says, then opened
he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Amen. Beloved, we need to ask the Lord to open our understanding. Amen. Open the eyes of our understanding. Now, beloved, amen, the disciple Thomas had not been present in the room the first night when Jesus appeared, amen, glory be to God, and passed through the walls, amen, with the disciples. Thomas wasn't there, glory be to God, hallelujah. But, beloved, amen, hallelujah, this time, amen, Thomas was there this second time. And St. John 20 and 26, 8 days later, Thomas is there when Jesus showed up the second time, passing through the wall. Whoo, my God, hallelujah. But St. John chapter 20, verse 26, then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, behold my hands, and reach hither my hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Now, beloved, after that, we know Thomas believed. Because Jesus said, okay, Thomas, okay, doubt Thomas. You got to see it to believe it. He said, okay, here's my hands, touch me. Here's my feet, touch me. Matter of fact, here's my side right here. Touch that too. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Beloved, Jesus appeared to his disciples again several times, and we'll be touching bases on some of those places that Jesus visited, amen, during his 40 day, amen, during his 40 days before his resurrection. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us also, beloved, one last point I want to point out here, glory be to God, that there was one night when Jesus appeared to Peter and some of the other disciples, amen, when they had gone fishing. And remember the story when they had gone fishing, but they didn't catch anything all night long, glory be to God. Then the Bible tells us, beloved, that in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore and he called to them to cast their nets on the other side of the boat. And Jesus saying, okay, you got your net on the wrong side. Cast it on the other side. Oh, beloved, amen, hallelujah. My life verse, amen, let me throw this in here, is Psalms 32 and 8. And he will instruct thee, he will guide thee, amen, in the way that thou should go. Beloved, sometimes we're doing the right thing, but we're doing it the right thing the wrong way. We need to ask God and ask God to show us the right way to do things. The disciples was doing the right thing, but they was doing it the wrong way. Jesus said, yeah, you're doing the right thing. You got your net in the water, but you got it on the wrong side of the boat. Some of us on the wrong side of the boat. We're on the wrong side of the street. We're on the wrong side of the country. We're on the wrong side. Oh, I wish I had time. Whew. Although they weren't sure, beloved, who was instructing them, they wasn't really, really sure, amen, who was talking to them, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. But the Bible tells us in St. John 21 and 2, beloved, that they caught so many fish by obeying that instruction that they weren't even able to pull their nets into the boat. That's what happened when you obey the Lord and you cast your net on the right side of the boat. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And before the evening was finished, beloved, Jesus had, he sat around a campfire with them, eating more fish. Now that's one thing, I'm gonna tell you the truth. And After me spending time in the Word, I've always loved fish. Now that seems to be about all I'm eating, every opportunity I get. I don't know, I'm losing my desire even for chicken. I'm losing my desire for beef. I'm losing my desire for pork. I'm just losing it. I don't know, because the more I learn about Jesus, the more I want to be like Jesus, and all I see, the only thing I see Jesus eat was fish. I'm just giving my personal testimony right here. And because I love fish and agree with fish and tasty with fish, I love just about any type of fish. I'm just, that's just about all my diet. I just, you know, as much fish as I can get, I want it. Give me some salmon, give me some fish. And I don't know. That might be my permanent intake. Only because I don't see when Jesus ate beef. He might have, the Bible don't say. I don't see when Jesus ate on no pork. I saw when he cast some demons in some pork. I didn't say Jesus didn't eat pork, the Bible don't say. But I see when Jesus ate fish. And if it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. Glory be to God. So, beloved, so we see here Jesus eating fish, glory be to God, spending time fellowshipping with his disciples in St. John 21 and 14. All right, so this is the third time that Jesus, amen, has showed himself to his disciples, the third time. Then finally, beloved, the disciples gathered together on the same mountain in Galilee where Jesus had first ordained them. He appeared to them there, and Jesus gave them the Great Commission. And we want to thank God for the Great Commission. Every born-again believer needs to know the Great Commission. If someone asks you what is the Great Commission, you should be able to recite it. You should be able to make reference to it. You should be able to find it and let somebody else know where to find it without hesitation. And it's found in Matthew's, the 28th chapter. To help you to remember, it's the last chapter in Matthew's. And also the last three verses. And it reads, beloved, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen and amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, amen. In my closing today, in addition to these appearances recorded in the Gospels, beloved, about Jesus appearing to his disciples. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 5 tells us, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 5 through 7 says this, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, and then of all the apostles. Well, Pastor Bradford, how do you know that Jesus Christ was on earth for 40 days? Where you get that number from? Because I know how to read the Bible. Acts chapter 1, verse 3. Acts chapter 1, verse 3 says, he showed himself alive after this passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Beloved, my question this morning is, how about you? How about you? Do you experience Jesus Christ in the daily activities of your life, or is Jesus just relegated to church services and Sunday school? When I go to church, when I get around the saints, or do you fellowship with them? I shared with you guys how on Easter Sunday, after our services, and I spent the day to myself. And I was so happy. I sat in my recliner. I watched three movies, ate a sandwich, and had something to drink. And I was so happy. The reason I was so happy, beloved, is because Jesus was there with me. I wasn't by myself. Me and Jesus watched some movies that day. The reason I was so happy, beloved, is because I knew Jesus was alive. The resurrection has already taken place. I didn't have to get into any formalities or religious activities because the resurrection has already taken place. Jesus is alive, and he did it for me. And not only was he alive, but he was with me. And not only was he with me, glory be to God, he was in me, and I'm in him. In him we live, we move, we live, and we have our being. You see why we're so blessed as being born again believers, beloved? You see why you don't need a crowd or some religious activities, glory be to God, where you didn't have ham and potato salad? Shame on you. It was Easter Sunday. Glory be to God. How about you? Do you experience Jesus Christ in the daily activities of your life? Well, I'd be glad when the church doors be open so I can go see Jesus. Baby, if you got to wait till the church doors come open for you to go see Jesus, you in a bad situation. You in a bad situation. Beloved? Number one, you don't even know when the church is supposed to. Church doors don't open. Beloved, you got to know that you are the church. You got to know this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every move, every breath. Every move, every breath, it's with me right now as I'm closing. Amen. Every day that goes by, it gets sweeter and sweeter. It's to the point. If you could have a surveillance camera and peep on my private life, some of you will come up with the conclusion that Pastor Bradford is possessed with the Holy Ghost. I said possessed with the Holy Ghost. Talking to God all day long, all day long. Father God, what you think about this? Father God, what you think? Father God, they want to do this. What you think, Father God? Should I go? Should I not go? Father God, what day? What time? Who are we going with? Now, Father, if you don't want me to go, it's all right with me. You show me what to do. Show me how to rearrange the sky. If I have your permission, show me when. God, what should I do? Father God, I need 10 people to do this, Father God. Father God, who are the 10 people? Show me what to look for. Come on, y'all. Come on. And the beautiful part is you ain't even got to open your mouth. You can be around a group of people still talking to Jesus, still got your ears open to hear what he has to say to you. Father, which way do I go? Father God, I want to go out. What time should I go out? Father God, should I take the same way? Should I do a different way? Father God, what should I do? But, love it, that's how personal it is. That's how sweet it is. He is your friend. He's with you. He's there. Recognize him. He is there. And we forget that he's there. And we want to, Lord, where are you? Trying to call over on the other side of the mountain. Baby, you don't have to go that far. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Oh, my God, beloved, what am I saying? I'm saying, beloved, Jesus is real. And the question I want to put out here today is Jesus real to you? Or is it just something in the book or something you hear, something that sounds good? Well, no, is Jesus real? I know you like the stories. I know you like it, glory be, but is Jesus real to you? I know what your mama said, what your daddy said. Thank God for their testimony. But is Jesus real to you? I know you believe that he rose again and he walked through the walls and he talked to the disciples. He ate with the disciples. But is Jesus real to you? Has he walked through your wall? When you sit down to eat, is Jesus eating with you? That's the question, beloved. Thank God for what Jesus is doing for everybody else, but is he showing up in your life? Are you recognizing him? Calling on him in a time of trouble, you ain't got to go that far because he already there. If you or somebody else walking down the street and trouble break out, why are you hollering and screaming for the other person and they walk in with you? All you got to do is turn around and say, yeah, well, I think we got trouble here. You ain't got to holler. You ain't got to scream because they right there with you. Where's Jesus? Oh, I think he's in me. I don't know. God ain't hearing me. Oh, 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 oh. Thanks. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You got to know that he cares. You got to know that he's there. He said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Beloved, is Jesus real to you? And if he is, then you have to recognize him. You have to honor him. You have to reverence him. You got to talk to Jesus. Can you imagine you and a bosom buddy, a spouse, every place you go, amen, you see one another. I know some relationships like that. Every time you see the wife, you see the husband. Every time you see the husband, you see the wife. God bless them. I love it. Amen. And they don't talk to one another. I've seen it. I've seen some couples, they go out to dinner and they sit at the dinner table. They ain't said a word the whole hour and a half. Don't even talk to one another. Riding in the car together. They ain't got nothing to say. Ain't got nothing. And we do Jesus the same way. Before we beat up them folks, Father God, saints with no conversation, we do Jesus the same way. We ain't said nothing to Jesus. Not a word. Beloved, is Jesus real to you? Isn't it even rude, amen, the spin? But that's why sometimes I like being by myself, because if other people are around me, it forces me to talk. And because I'm an introvert, sometimes I don't feel like talking. I really don't. I talk to Jesus, but now I'll talk to you, but let me pray and ask God for, even if I got to talk to you, you know what I do, saints? I say, okay, God, you put it on my mind to call so-and-so and so today. God, let me know what time to call them and let me know what to say. I tell you, I'm possessed with the Holy Ghost. I said, God, okay, make this short conversation short and sweet. Short and sweet. And then he does it every time. This conversation was short, sweet, and thorough. Is Jesus real to you? Are you talking to Jesus? And let's take it one step further. When Jesus talks back to you, are you listening? He said, how can two walk together unless they agree? So you got this friend, y'all doing things together, and every time your friend says something to you, you act like you ain't haven't heard them. You ignoring your friend, and you know, it's just like they not there. That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. And a waste of your time and a waste of their time, too. Jesus wanted to show his disciples that he was real. He wanted to convince them. And he did. Has he convinced you? What more do you need, beloved? Is he real to you? If he was resurrected from the dead, if he died for you, if he was resurrected from the dead, then let me tell you, what will he not do for you if Jesus died for you? If Jesus was buried and went to hell for you, and we're going to talk about those 3 days in the hell, and we're going to talk about that, Lord's willing. And if Jesus was resurrected for you, now what would Jesus withhold from you? If he died for you, he'll give you anything. If God gave you his only son, God will give you anything. If his only son gave his life, he'll give you anything, beloved. Not as that, because there's nothing else outside of him. You can't want for anything, wish for anything, or pray for anything more. Because Jesus is everything. So if Jesus gave you everything when he gave you himself, that includes everything. If Jesus was real to you, why are you always crying how lonely you are and how isolated you feel and how depressed you feel and suppressed? What's going on with that? Since we got to work through this thing here. We got to work through this thing. We have to overcome this flesh. Greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. We have to overcome the lie of the enemy. We got to overcome this thing. That's the question this morning, beloved. I don't need an answer. I'm asking you to give yourself an answer. I'm asking you to put in your journal this morning, is Jesus real to me? That's what I'm asking you to do. And then I want you to answer it from your guts. I want you to answer it in truth. I want you to answer it from your spirit. Is Jesus real to me? Glory be to the living God. Glory be to God. And if he's not, glory be to God. If you like for him to be so, amen. We can give you an introduction today. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, just ask the Holy Spirit to show you Jesus. Anybody that's struggling right now with Jesus being real to them, right now in your heart, just ask the Holy Spirit to show you Jesus. And he will be faithful to make Jesus real to you. Gracious and most heavenly Father, we say thank you and we bless you. Lord, we want you to be so real in our lives. We know, Father, that you are willing to make yourself known and felt in any part of our lives that we surrender to you. So, Father, we choose right now to surrender more of us so we can experience more of you and every sphere of our existence. Jesus, please have your way in our lives. Do whatever you deem necessary to make us the kind of people we need to be to know and experience you better. And we pray this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. All right, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. That's the word of God on today, and we give God praise, honor, and all of the glory. Amen. And God's word will not return into him void, but it will accomplish everything that he sent it forth to do. In form of the announcements, okay, we will be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock noon. And then we're coming back at 10 p.m. for our Friday night prayer. Amen. So we're going to see how the Holy Spirit, I see that I'm picking up that the Holy Spirit is still putting that together in my spirit. It's just a Joanne Thurman spirit, exactly how we want to do the prayer tonight. It may not be the way we normally do it. Amen. But the program is always subject to change. Amen. If you'd like to be in the midst of prayer on tonight, Lord's willing, we will be there at 10 p.m. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Today is offering day. Amen. Here in the ministry, if you desire to sow into this ministry, amen. Hallelujah. the rich soil of this ministry. Several ways you can do so. Amen. Just ask God, amen, to direct you. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for you. Amen. Your finances are needed, amen, and necessary to do the work of ministry. Even Jesus himself had a treasurer and women, men and women, but especially women. The Bible shows us that. You can find the scripture. I'll show it to you next time, where the women were a great supporter of Jesus' ministry, great supporter. And as I said on yesterday, not only that, not only did they give Jesus their money, Jesus took it. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Our website is www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. You can hit the donate button there. God bless you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our Cash App is $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And we thank God for you. Okay. We didn't have spiritual warfare training last week, but I really didn't want to have spiritual warfare training the same weekend we had the Friday night prayer. I don't like to tax the people of God. Sometimes we need to be stretched to that end, but I don't like to overload. I don't like an overload. So I would like the spiritual warfare training to be on the opposite weekend of the prayer, you know, so we don't, you know, Friday night, late Friday night prayer, then back on the altar, then we're back here at 6 in the morning on Saturday, and then turn around and do spiritual warfare training at 8 o'clock. It's a lot. I don't know. I'm going to have a conversation with the Lord and see what the Lord tells me, and I'll make an announcement. I don't know. Be prepared. I'll make an announcement if it's going to be this weekend or next weekend. All right. That's it for today. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a lovely one. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. Thank you for making yourself real to your people, Father God. Some people have not experienced the reality of who you are. They just don't know you like that. But Father God, you want us to know you like that. And we say thank you. We say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for the finances that's necessary to do ministry. We thank you for the money. We thank you for those who sold the money. Father, we extend a blessing back to your people. For everyone who sows in this ministry, Father God, we pray a blessing to them. A substantial blessing that everybody will ask them, what's going on? I see prosperity in your health. I see prosperity in your finances. I see prosperity in your ministry. I see you prospering over here. What's going on, Father God? May it be, Father God, because they sow into this ministry, that the fruit of that, Father God, will be evident and transparent in their life. And we say thank you for it, even right now, in Jesus' name. Meet us at the prayer altar today, Father God, at noon, and then back at 10 o'clock. And we just want to say thank you for downloading, Father, into myself and Minister Joanne, how you would have us to orchestrate, Father God. We thank you for the prayer warriors. If it's only one person praying, two people, three people, whatever, Father God. Whatever you want to do to bring the unity, to bring the fire, to bring the love, to bring the miracles, Father, not form or fashion, not the necessary the way we did it last time, but the way you want us to do it this time. And we say thank you, Father. We bind absolutely every spirit, hallelujah, retaliation in Jesus' name. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. We refuse to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, and premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church says, amen. Again, Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ. He is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
You are delivered. It is Jesus in the room.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. Is Jesus real to you? Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Blessings. Have a good day.